Well, howdy, pard. Here's an invitation to go trail dreaming out where the West really begins. Now you're saddled up, reins in hand on a good horse, in God's country, all kinds of elbow room, no horns a-honking or no loud music to dull the sounds of Mama Nature. Combine all this with your hosts, Andy and Jim Nelson, along for the ride. Now they're going to keep you where you belong, clear out west, with news, culture, poetry, entertainment, all from the hub of cowboy country where you are. Stay tuned, won't you, for the best in the West, bar none, and enjoy the ride.
Hey there, big feller. Diet rule number one.
What number one?
If nobody sees you eating it, it has no calories.
It has none.
Nope.
Yeah, I go by that rule.
Yes, me too. That box of donuts underneath my pickup seat.
Cookies.
Yeah, has no calories. Right?
None whatsoever.
Yep. Yes. Right. Clear Out West Radio Show. Andy and Jim Nelson, your hosts. Thanks for going for a ride with us, folks. One more time, one more week in cow country.
Welcome to our outfit.
All right, let's have some more nonsense
what
then,
you
shall
got?
We? I never apologize.
Never.
I'm sorry, but that's just the way I am.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Just the way God
yeah,
made
right,
me.
Right, yeah, and be with all the pygmies.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. That's right. You know, I've always dreamt of being a millionaire like my uncle.
Yeah?
Yeah, he dreamt for years.
About
being a millionaire.
Yeah, I think we had a couple of those uncles,
yes,
too.
We did. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. When I was in high school, had two favorite subjects.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know what they are.
Yeah, I do.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Lunching out of there. Mm-hmm. All right. If you think nothing is impossible, try slamming a revolving door.
Yeah, just go ahead. Mm-hmm.
With somebody in it.
There you go.
That's, you know, when in my demented days, I used to love doing that. I'd walk through a revolving door and I'd stop. Just to watch everybody else walk into it.
Stick your toe up against it.
Yeah, I'd just back right into one of those doors and just watch everybody else. Okay, anyway. Kind of a sick person. Right, yeah. He who wakes up early yawns all day long.
Yawns
all day long. He who wakes up early needs a nap.
Yeah,
early.
All day long.
All day long.
Yes.
Yeah, right, yeah. My imaginary friend thinks he's got problems.
Yeah. You think
you
got problems?
You got problems, buddy? Yeah, right. Relationships these days start by pressing like on her photo.
That's sad.
You know
that
what?
That is too sad.
We ought to do a whole show on something like that. Anyway.
We can't.
Well yeah, that's
somebody else will have to do that.
That's the extent of our expertise when it comes to that sort of stuff, right? Yeah. Yeah, if you don't succeed at first, hide all evidence that you tried.
Hide it all.
Yeah.
Every bit of it.
I did not.
It wasn't me.
Right. Allison Bolter said, always remember you're unique, just like everyone
just
else.
Just like everyone else.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Forget the butterflies. I feel the entire zoo in my stomach. Mm-hmm. I tried looking at the bright side of life, but it hurt my eyes. To look into the light.
You saw blue dots all day long.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, do you remember those flash bulbs? In those old cameras, the square ones that rotated like
and
that.
Burn the snot out of your
Holy
finger.
Holy cow! When one of those went off, you saw those blue dots hours.
Welding flash right there. Yeah.
Right. That is exactly right. Marriage is like a walk in the park.
Mm-hmm.
Jurassic Park.
With peril.
Yes, and I heard a really good one that I don't know if I can tell it on the air.
Well,
but what happens when you get kicked in the butt by a dinosaur? Anyway, call us. we'll let you know. All right. sometimes when I close my eyes and concentrate really hard, I still can't see.
Still can't see.
Still can't see.
Yeah. Well, I forget to open my eyes.
Right.
Pretty soon I'm snoring.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Hey, we got a great show coming up.
Oh, goody.
Murph's riding along with us. Baxter has some poetry. Mm-hmm. We have Hot Club of Cowtown.
Oh,
Marty
yeah.
Robbins, the Rifters. But let's start right off the bat with Kyle Evans. Yeah, Texas Plains.
Java from an old tin can while the moon goes riding high. I want to hear the sound of a whippoorwill. I want to hear the coyotes cry. I want to feel my saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range, just to kick him in the side, make him show his step and pride back on those Texas plains. Somehow it seems I'm back in my dreams, way back where I belong. Just an old cowhand from the Rio Grande, back where I belong. All these city lights and these city ways are driving me insane. I wanna be alone, I wanna be back home, back on those Texas plains. Back on those Texas plains. I need a loo, yeah, a
Texas Plains, yeah. Good stuff from the late Kyle Evans. Man, yeah. All the good ones are gone or going.
Oh,
or,
man. We gotta get some more up.
But it's great that we have recordings.
Amen. Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Same deal with all those folks that you're sitting around the dinner table with.
Yeah.
You need to get that
Push
recorded.
Push the button.
Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. There is no excuse anymore with the computer that you carry around in your pocket.
The technology.
Yeah. No reason, right? Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, welcome to Clear Out West Radio Show. Sure glad you're riding along with us, folks.
Yeah.
We're talking about regional lingo.
I don't have an accent.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh. Oh, my. Can I tell you the story about the first time that I realized, well, maybe not the first time, but a time I realized I got an accent.
Well, do share.
All right.
Do share.
I was in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those people have accents.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they don't know it.
No.
Just like us.
Just like us. Doing a little entertaining, mm-hmm. and I was to mention a certain campground where an activity was going to happen the next day, and it was spelled Clay Baugh.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would pronounce
it. Right.
Yeah. But they pronounce it Claybo.
Claybo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Claybo's campground. Uh-huh. All right. So I'm up there on stage. I say, hey, this is going on at Claybo's campground tomorrow. And after the after the performance, just one person right after another, just, it's Claybo's. Okay. Got it. I got it after the first 10 times I was told. I got it now. Yeah. Yeah. I got it now. But
you're not from around here, are you?
That was exactly it. The old boy at the back of the room, right before I left the door,
mm-hmm.
he says, he motioned to me, come here. I went over to him and he says, you ain't from around here, are you, boy?
No.
I says, no, I'm not. He says, well, I could tell by your accent.
That was an indication that you had an accent.
I had no idea.
Well,
I had an accent.
Just try and tell Siri something. Yeah.
Or listen to her read a name out of your contact.
Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, call that, such and such.
Who? I have no contact. For that. Yeah. Oh, you know, Siri and I have argued before.
Oh man,
have you ever argued with Siri?
I have.
Yeah, she wins.
Well,
she does.
You know, yeah. She does.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, I laced her down one time.
Yeah, right.
And she responded with, well, that was uncalled for.
Yeah, and I had one that says, well, there's no sense being rude. You don't have to be rude.
You don't have to be rude.
I said, Siri, you stupid. P.O.S. is what I said. Uh-huh. And she, well, there's no sense being rude.
Well, she will bless you out.
Yeah.
She will call you to repentance.
Yeah,
for
she,
sure. Well, there's no sense in that. No there's call
no,
in that.
There's no call for that.
Yeah.
Well, there probably isn't. But listen to me next time.
Yeah, pay attention.
What am I saying here? A Western drawl.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I had no idea.
Me neither.
Yeah, had no idea.
Until I was, you know, in the city.
Sure.
And the gal says, you're from Texas, aren't you?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
No, ma'am.
Every time we go on our cruise, we've all got hats and boots on.
Yeah.
Every one of them, everybody says, you guys from Texas are the only people who wear hats and boots from Texas.
I guess.
Come on, people. You know, we're not saying anything about our good Texan friends.
No, heavens
That's
no.
That's right. Absolutely.
Love them to death.
Linda Kirkpatrick, I make fun of her all the time and her drawl.
Is it leaky?
Yeah. It's Lakey.
Okay.
But it's spelled Leaky.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Same type of deal, right?
Yeah.
We need to ditch out to a commercial right now, but the good news is when we come back, the Rifters are going to sing to us. Range Magazine is a national award-winning quarterly publication devoted to the issues that threaten the West, its people, culture, lands, and wildlife. No stranger to controversy, Range presents thought-provoking, common-sense stories on environmental and political problems facing the people who feed America. Range is on the front lines fighting against the burdens natural resource providers face every day and showcases a unique way of life and a valued and disappearing rural heritage by celebrating America's ranchers and farmers. Range is pleased to offer a special package to Cal Radio listeners. Receive a one-year, four-issue subscription to Range Magazine and this year Real Buckaroo Calendar, a $33 value for only $20. This special is available only by calling 1-800-RANGE, the number 4, the letter U. That's 1-800-726-4348. And mention you heard it on Clear Out West Radio Show. Range Magazine, the cowboy spirit on America's Outback.